It was announced this week that Apple would end a deal to use the products of British technology company Imagination Technologies. Now, whilst the news sent shares in the Hertfordshire-based tech firm tumbling, why has Apple taken this step and what will it mean for us? Well, to find out more, Ollie Smith, senior reporter for tech website The Memo, has been speaking to our reporter Joe Aldridge.
Apple has relied on Imagination for years now to design the graphics chips that go in all of its iPhones, its iPods and other devices. But Apple has always wanted to own the core technologies that go into its devices. They don't really like relying on other suppliers to design things that they could do themselves. So we've seen a couple of examples where they've hired teams and they've started to design components in-house that they used to license from other people. And this Imagination story is just the latest of those, where it's saying we think we can do a better job than you guys are if we bring this in-house and make it more in line with the products we're designing.
Can you explain what these graphics chips are?
So the graphics chips in both our smartphones, our laptops, our tablets are going to become much more important in the future. The graphics chip today is being used for many, many more things than just graphics. The graphics chip in your phone is being used for things like machine learning, AI. It's being used for things like augmented reality. The graphics chip is much better designed at some of these tasks than the normal processor. So as we go forward, I think Apple realizes that graphics chips are going to be incredibly important with devices coming out in the future. They've got an augmented reality pair of glasses that Bloomberg said they're working on at the moment. They need really powerful custom chips to drive these new devices. It's not about the graphics. Really, it's about the other applications that these chips are being used for, like AI, like machine learning, like augmented reality.
How damaging is this for Imagination?
So this could be absolutely detrimental to Imagination. The company, it's over half of their revenues go to Apple each year. In their last annual report, they described Apple as the one crucial customer that without which the business could face significant problems. Imagination have always held up Apple as their biggest, their leading customer. And really, the business has, Imagination has been through some difficult times recently, but Apple has always been sort of the cornerstone of their business. Now, the question that investors will have to ask themselves now is does the company have a future without Apple of the same size that it has done in the past? Lots of investors think this will be a much smaller company in the future going forward because they've lost such a huge part of their business.
Does this show, though, that these type of tech firms are too reliant on the big firms who can just drop them when they feel like it?
I think certainly in the case of Imagination, you've had a company that for years has been over-reliant on one big client. And in fact, for years, Imagination has been trying to diversify. They've been creating new chips. They've been moving into the processor space, competing a little bit against Arm, the other big British chip company. They've done radio. They've had the Pure Digital Radio, used to be part of Imagination. They've had all of these sorts of trying to diversify their business away from just being about graphics chips. Unfortunately, that process is still underway. They haven't completed that yet, and at the moment the business is still reliant on Apple.
So this is a big step then for Apple to choose to design these themselves, and therefore this does make sense.
Absolutely, it makes a lot of sense for Apple. The surprising thing is that Apple has given themselves a hard timeline to do this. They've said to Imagination, in 15 months, 24 months, we are going to stop using your chips. That means in 15 months, 24 months time, Apple have to launch its own chips. They have to be ready for this because they won't have Imagination anymore. That's an unusual thing for Apple to do, to give itself such a hard deadline. But they're clearly confident they can take more of this chip design in-house. It's a big gamble for Apple, but if it pays off, as we've seen before, they're really good at building integrated products where all the parts are designed in-house. And when they do it well, when they do it really well, you get the iPhone. So it'll be exciting to see what they do come out with in about 2 years' time.
Imagination have questioned whether Apple will be able to do this on their own, and they've also said that their design could break intellectual property rights. What are the issues involved here for Apple?
So it's a bit of a murky relationship, really, because Apple's relied on Imagination for years. And over the years, it's actually hired a lot of staff from Imagination. And at one point, it came very close to acquiring Imagination about a year ago. Imagination do not believe that Apple will be able to design and launch its own chips within the time frame that they've set out. And Imagination have actually, they seem to be almost threatening legal action in their statement. They're saying, we haven't seen any proof that Apple can do this. We don't believe that if you launch a chip in 2 years' time, that it won't be using our intellectual property. So they're very doubtful whether Apple can successfully transition away from their intellectual property. Apple seems committed to this, and they clearly think they can do this. But there's that murky area because they've been hiring so many staff, because they were obviously looking over all of Imagination's business for a potential acquisition. There's a real blurry line between the relationship of these two companies. It's not just a supplier and a contractor. It's more than that. They've had a very close relationship. So I think Imagination are clear that there could be a lawsuit coming up in the future if Apple release a chip and they don't believe that they've done it all on their own. They think they might have taken some of Imagination's IP with them.
As customers in 2019 buying Apple's iPhone 9, what difference will we see, if any?
I think we're going to see graphics chips that are far superior than the ones we have today. Apple will only make decisions like this if they can improve upon them. Apple wouldn't be making this decision if they didn't think they could make a better chip for your smartphone. Because of that, I think we are going to see huge improvements in the graphics on our phones. But it's not really about the phones. It's more about the machine learning, the AI, the augmented reality, these kind of powerful features that are going to be really important in the future that at the moment Apple is struggling to design products around. That's why they're making this decision today. It will be in the iPhone, but it's more important and it's more crucial for products like augmented reality glasses that Apple are working on.
Oliver Smith, senior reporter at The Memo, thank you very much indeed.